Well, this isn't a news flash for most of us. You and your spouse likely have very different communication styles. And sometimes it's great, and other times getting on the same page is kind of hard. But rather than just giving up and saying it's impossible, let us encourage you to work through and to celebrate those differences. I'm John Fuller, joined by Dr. Greg Smalley and his wife, Erin. They lead the Focus Marriage Department because they communicate exactly the same. Right?
I'm waiting for Erin to tell me what to say.
I'm just over here smiling and laughing. Yes. So
you two have been so fun to work with because you always have these stories. You illustrate, and usually there are things that you've worked through to understand better how we can look at these things from a godly perspective.
Right.
So in communication, you are different. I know that. Our listeners know that. But give us a headline on the most common communication blunders either that you experience, or we can make this easy, Greg, other guys that you know.
Well, like that.
Yeah, you've seen other guys do this kind of thing.
Let me speak for the men, because probably we do the similar things. I think a big one is minimizing feelings. That was so true for many years in our marriage, to where I didn't understand Erin's emotions. They didn't make sense to me, or they made me feel guilty or whatever. So it was easy to try to explain to her why that doesn't make sense, or that's probably not the right way to feel in this situation.
That never happened. But when you also weren't in touch with your own feelings, so how in the world could you attend to mine?
Right, yeah. I mean, I'm sure there's good reason for minimizing your feelings, but
Let's talk more about that.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
On a later episode.
It's really not a good way to feel, Erin, right now. I think avoiding difficult conversations, I don't know if that's just me uniquely as an introvert or whatever.
It depends on your definition of difficult conversations. Because if it's about feelings, I don't want to go there.
Yeah. Yeah, that or, you know, if there's something maybe we're super disconnected or maybe you've had a hard, you know, interaction, it's easier for me just to kind of go, we'll be fine.
You know, one thing that I've done, and I'm trying to improve in this, is I've been in business mode with Dina. At the end of the day, it's just easy to carry all the velocity I had at work of making decisions and helping you and clarifying and prioritizing and directing. And she's like, can't you just like not treat me like an employee or a staff member? I mean, it's like, and it's not that I was being demeaning. It was just my mind is click whir, and I don't want to slow down.
Yeah.
And so getting out of business mode, I've had to work on that.
Yeah. I think guys historically, probably another one of those stereotypes, probably fix the issue rather than empathize around the issue. And then, you know, for me, not sharing enough, like I've had to really learn that when I come home from work and I'm exhausted as an introvert, so I'm craving solitude, and Erin goes, how are you doing? How's your day? Fine. You know, I think oftentimes not knowing, okay, what do I need to do to be able to then go back and share? Because that's a big part of what Erin really craves and her desires that to know me, and she wants to be known as well. And so I think those are some of the ways I think unique to guys probably around communication.
Those are good observations. I think most of us are feeling it, whether you're a husband or a wife. And we're going to hear some of this echoed in the conversation we're about to listen to. Focus President Jim Daly and I talked with Bill and Pam Farrell. They're so fun to talk to, and they encourage spouses to work through misunderstandings. And they address a pretty common mistake that many wives make. So right, this could be a session for me, because I'm thinking about the other day she was feeling and I was in the right brain and I'm asking and there was tension. I mean, it was not working. I was not trying to fix it. I've learned don't fix it, but I was trying to get to what's at the heart here, and she was having none of it. And I think she didn't feel like she could trust me at that moment. I didn't feel safe.
Sometimes it's really good for we women, too, to communicate what we want from our husbands. You know, sometimes we make them read our minds, which
now,
is never
effective.
Why is that?
Why do you see that as a game?
I know.
Because I said it's a game.
Yeah. Let's play the game, husband. I'm going to think of something, and you've got to figure it out before I get frustrated.
Right. And so I do try at women's conferences to say, just say it plainly. So if you want your husband to empathize with you, then say that. Honey, I just need you to emotionally connect to me. So sometimes it's just like be the uh-huh guy. And so if I share something, oh, uh-huh, yeah, uh-huh, because I'm wanting sympathy, I'm wanting empathy, but I should clearly say that instead of, you know, him thinking he needs to be problem solving for me.
And what I like to tell guys is a lot of your conversations is like taking a walk. Like if you took a walk around the block with your wife, you wouldn't get home and say, okay, tell me everything you saw while we were walking. Tell me, you know, which house had the dog in it. Like we don't review all the details. We went for a walk. And if we can view conversation as we're taking a verbal walk with our wife, it helps keep her connected to us.
Yeah. Now, the difficulty, I appreciate your honesty, John. The difficulty I fall into, I'm willing to listen to all that. Sounds great. But then I want to complete a sentence when she's taking a little long. This is very frustrating to my wife. I still haven't learned how to just tone that down. I mean, for me, it's like, and he went to the park? No, I didn't say he went to the park. I was going to say he went to get coffee. I mean, I'm like, oh, I'm sorry. I am horrible at this, and I've got to work on it to be better at it. But what
and
am I doing?
And what Jim is thanks for representing the male side of the
race. Okay, great. So this is common.
We all do it.
Okay, good.
Yeah, because again, we all think there's a point. Like I would never come to either one of you guys and say, hey, guys, I just want to hear how your week went. You know, tell me all that you did and everything you felt. And yeah, like we're not going there as guys. I might say, hey, Jim, have you had a good week? And if you say yes, I'll go, Jim's good.
Well, that's it.
Yeah, great.
Because if you weren't good, you'd tell me.
Yep.
Yeah.
And in the same way, we women, after raising all boys and hearing them talk about some of their interactions with the girls in their life and now, you know, their wives, it's really easy for we women to kind of go on and on and on. And so it's good if we can learn to, like, observe the glaze of the eyes when our husband is kind of like leaning back in his chair, getting a little bit, you know, too comfortable. Maybe it's time to bat that conversation ball into his court and cut that conversation shorter.
It's an absorption moment. We need more time to absorb. But
there we go.
Well, you know, we're acting like wax paper.
One of our friends, he was like wanted to help his daughter have successful relationships later on with guys. And so he was raising a little daughter. And so he actually set a timer. Like, honey, you can talk for like 5 straight minutes, but then you need to ask me a question.
Wow.
She's a great conversationalist now, has a happy marriage.
That's a very...
proactive, right?
Yeah, very dangerous request, but I'm glad it worked out for them.
I think dads can get away with it.
Right.
Yeah.
Your husbands and boyfriends probably not.
No.
That's true.
Yeah.
Well, there's so much good stuff from Bill and Pam Farrell. Aaron... Pam was saying that wives, you need to go ahead and tell your husband what you need.
Mm-hmm.
I think wives are going to be feeling like I shouldn't have to.
Right.
So
you should just know.
So just punch that point a little bit further.
Yes. I had this conversation so many times over the last 24 hours with wives, just saying you have to tell him what you want for your birthday or how you feel loved in this season. Tell him, because really what that does, it promotes personal responsibility, that I am responsible for me as well as using my voice that God gave me, that I can use that to inform Greg.
Mm-hmm.
This is what helps me to feel loved during this season. And, you know, it reduces assumptions or misunderstandings or even along the lines of, this is what I want for Valentine's Day. So I can be clear,
mm-hmm.
right, Greg?
She said she wanted me to make a donation to... the John Fuller, some fund.
Yeah,
I have a feeling that that's not what she said, and I love that you're just saying to be forthright, because so many guys, we need direct.
Yes,
just give me a target, would you please?
Yes. The problem is when a wife shares and then there's no response, but then it's also recognizing I'm still responsible for me in my disappointment. And the emotions I have, it's not my right then to go and attack, you know, emotionally my husband to, you didn't do what I asked you to do.
Mm-hmm.
Versus, you know what, going to him after I've cared for my heart and letting him know, like, I'm disappointed.
Yeah.
I feel disappointed. And can you tell me, help me understand what's going on?
Is this, I'm disappointed because I told you what I want and you still... or what I need, and you still aren't stepping
yes.
up?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, so go and have a conversation about that. Hey, help mm-hmm. me understand. I let you know, is this something you can't do or you're unwilling to do? Because it is a request when we put it out there. I feel loved when you dot, dot, dot. And he may or may not be willing to do that. Mm-hmm. I can't control what he does, but I have influence and I can let him know that this would help me to feel loved.
And that's good. I know that there's complexity and layers around this mm-hmm. because I know there's times where maybe I'll empty the dishwasher or I'll do some chore, some mm-hmm. task yes. for you thinking, look, she's going to see how much I love her. And and yet that may not be what you really were wanting as far as here's what I love that you do, and it helps me really feel loved. And yet it's almost right. You can't say to me, you unloaded the dishwasher, but, what I really wanted yes. you to do is this. Because that's tricky, right?
Totally. And I absolutely can show up and say, hey, thank you so much for doing that. I appreciate that. But what I would really love is this. And, I'd love if you were mopping the floors.
Carpet's the answer to that problem.
Yeah, I'm going to do one of those little robot things to
yes.
do it.
So, it's just going, there are things that you will attempt and it may or may not hit the bullseye, but I can still be grateful and show up with appreciation. Yeah. But then I can also advocate and say, gosh, this is really what would just hit the bullseye for me.
Yeah, mm-hmm. and I like that. I mean, the fact that you acknowledge, hey, thanks for doing the dishes and when you do this, boy, that really speaks love to me. I mean, I would want to experience both of those things.
Yes,
so
yeah,
I like
sure.
that.
Well, having the conversation is crucial, and you can't have the conversation if you don't start. And if you're not sure where to start, let me offer a suggestion. Take our free online marriage assessment. You and your spouse do that. It takes just a few minutes of your time, and then you've got some discussion points for how you're doing as a couple in terms of communication and conflict and so much more. That free marriage assessment is online. We'll link over to it in the show notes. And then it's kind of a classic book now. Men are like waffles. Women are like spaghetti.
Bill
and Pam,
such a great title.
It is. Pam and Bill have really captured so much of their insights, biblical insights and experiences. Get a copy of that book from Focus on the Family today, so you can better understand yourself and your spouse. We've got details in the show notes. We'd ask for a generous donation of any amount, either a monthly pledge or a one-time gift. Maybe it's $25 monthly or $25 one time. Either way, make a donation and request that book. Men are like waffles, women are like spaghetti. The show notes is where to start. Next time, we'll hear more from Bill and Pam Farrell. On behalf of Greg and Aaron and the entire team, I'm John Fuller, and thanks for listening to the Focus on the Family Marriage Podcast.
Hi, I'm Dr. Greg Smalley.
And I'm Aaron Smalley.
Marriage is an amazing gift from God, but it can also be a challenge sometimes.
That's right. We could all use a little guidance.
And that's why we started our podcast, Crazy Little Thing Called Marriage.
We talk about things like recognizing conflict cycles, dealing with stress, and how to grow your love each day.
Listen at crazylittlethingcalledmarriage.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
We can't wait to see you there.